This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Tuesday, March 19th. Well, happy first day of spring, officially. Although we've had lots of warm weather lately, soon as spring rolls around, we see a big wave of cold coming. For the northern plains, through the Midwest, down to the southeast, threatening a lot of crops. Wheat a little bit, probably get some vegetative burn back in the southeast area, but it's mostly the fruit trees that are at risk, and it looks like they're at a pretty high risk, unfortunately. But as we move forward, we're going to be paying a lot more attention to weather. In the southern and central plains primarily, but also in the western Midwest in particular, where it has trended dry for, you know, over a year. But it does look like there's a big rain system moving across the northern plains into the northern Midwest and all through the southern Midwest. The forecast is for much above normal rain. And then that rain actually gets to about the middle of the central and southern plains. So the very eastern edge of winter wheat country will get a nice shot of rain as well. As you move further west into the central and western part of the southern and central plains, it doesn't have a lot of rain in the forecast, but subsoil moisture is pretty decent there. Crop conditions are well above last year, so it's not critical at this point. But I do think the market's going to kind of move away from this consistent bear market mentality for wheat, at least, as we get into the growing season. And rain does become important, as does the temperature. It's been very warm. I think it pushes the crop along faster than normal and makes it more susceptible to those late freezes. So we'll just have to see how things play out. But wheat yesterday, higher across the board, led by Chicago, which was up 14. Kansas City was up 7. Minneapolis up 4. Corn was down 1. Soybeans were down 10. So wheat, I think, leading the way after reports over the weekend that Russia had bombed the Odessa ports yet again, done more damage to them. The scuttle is that Ukraine is starting to target Russian ports. They've not done that very aggressively. They've had success with their drones, but they haven't really targeted the Russian ports. It's kind of surprising. And again, they've hit some ships, but as far as the port facilities themselves, largely unscathed when it comes to Russia. But Ukraine has sustained a great deal of damage to their ports and their infrastructure. Luckily, they have nice neighbors, and those neighbors have allowed them to move grain through their countries. Unfortunately, getting some pushback as some of that grain doesn't make it to the port facilities. It gets stuck in the countries, which is a big reason why we're seeing so much blowback from the farmers in Eastern Europe, is Ukraine grain being dumped into their countries. But when Ukraine grain does make it to the ports, their biggest ally has been Romania, and the port of Constanta has become their biggest alternative route for grain exports. In fact, Romania reported that Ukraine has exported 1.3 million tons of grain during January and February, and again has become their largest alternative route. So it's critical that those countries continue to allow Ukraine grain to flow through there, but it's also important that the grain continues to move to the export facilities. Speaking of the Black Sea and the war, Europe is considering placing very high tariffs on imports of Russian grain into the EU 27 countries. So they're talking about $103 per ton for grain and 50% tariff on oil seeds. That would effectively shut it off. I don't know how much Russian grain they're importing anyway, but it certainly would slow it down, if not completely shut it off. A few other things. China apparently has approved more GMO varieties of corn and soybeans, and it looks like they're making a major push toward adopting that technology as they try to improve their yields for all grains, but in particular corn and soybeans, of which they're huge importers. Export inspections yesterday for wheat, 302,000 metric tons. That's about 11.1 million bushels, most of that going to Mexico and South Korea. Year-to-date, export inspections are at 13.7 million tons, which is down 2.5 million from a year ago. Corn export inspections, 1.2 million tons. Mexico, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, the major destinations. Year-to-date, they're at 23.1 million tons inspected for export for corn. That's down 5.6 million tons from a year ago. In soybeans, export inspections last week were 686,000 tons. China took the majority of that, 459,000. Year-to-date, soybean inspections are at 35.7 million tons. That's down 8.3 million from a year ago. For crop condition ratings, Texas is at 46% good to excellent, and of course this is for wheat, and that is up 2 from a week ago. Oklahoma at 61% good to excellent, that's down 4 from last week. Kansas up 2 at 55% good to excellent. Colorado joining the list this week at 65% good to excellent, that's up 9 from their last report a month ago. And real quickly on weather, it looks like those rains that were headed toward central and northern Brazil are intact. In fact, they're increasing the total that they expect will fall upwards of 4 inches across a huge part of that country, which is, a huge boost to the crop moisture, obviously. But this sets it up headed into the dry season as we get into April. In the U.S., we're looking at much better moisture across the northern plains and into the Midwest. That dry area of the western Midwest is slated to get quite a bit of rain here over the next couple weeks. So that will go a long way to setting up good planting conditions. And the Black Sea, we haven't really talked much about that, but the last 30 days or so has been relatively dry. But of course, it's winter. They don't need a lot of rain, but it's in a drying kind of pattern. They've had plenty of moisture last fall and headed into the winter, so their subsoil should be okay. But they're going to be starting their growing season in 3 to 4 weeks or so. So it's going to be important that they get some timely rains, or that could become a bigger issue down the road. So moving forward, I think wheat is finding some legs. We're higher on the night session, up a good 6, 7, 8 cents. It looks like we're finding support at the recent low in Chicago. Kansas City never really got down that low, and it's bouncing off of its first level of support. So I think we're confirming a seasonal bottom in wheat. For corn and soybeans, that's a little tougher to navigate. You haven't started the growing season yet. You have good moisture coming to the dry areas of South America. So we don't see any threats to the crop there. For soybeans, World FOB offers are improving, so that should support the futures. For corn, there's just so much of it around, and it looks like Brazil's crop is doing fairly well so far. So I don't see corn being able to resume its upward momentum, at least in the short term. I would look for both corn and beans to probably pull back here and at least test those lows that were put in about a month ago. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.